So we do know this. Bemidji State will be headed to the AmSoil Arena next weekend. The Beavers will take on the Bulldogs in the first round. And Bemidji State's battle here tonight was solid. There's no doubt about it. Bemidji played a great hockey game. Unfortunately, we're just not able to get anything past Cassidy Sove here tonight, but a great effort by this Beaver squad. We visit with the head coach of the Beavers. I see Jim Scanlon putting on the headset down there. And coach, are you with me?
Can Hi, Kelly. Me? Yep. Sorry. Yep.
Nope. That's okay. A solid effort by your team tonight. You guys had some great opportunities, great looks. Passing was a lot sharper. Bailey Wright with four block shots in the first two periods. I haven't seen final stats yet, but she had a fantastic game. An all-around great effort by your team. It's just hard to see you guys not get anything past Sove tonight.
You're exactly right, Kelly. Really, really proud of the performance. You know, you look at the score, there's no way this is a 4-0 game. You know, we did... We're the better team. We generated more chances. We spent a lot of time in their zone. You know, credit Sove. She was outstanding. But like I told the team, there's a difference between generating chances and scoring. And we got to find a way to score. You're not going to win games you don't score. But at the same time, you're not going to win giving up 3+ goals a game. So that's an area of concern. We just can't. You can't give up 3 goals on the road and think you're going to win a hockey game. Obviously, you don't score any. But you know, we were battling, we were getting great chances, and it's just frustrating. And they 10 shots, there's 2 goals in the net, and that's that's the ball game.
And your team was able to frustrate Cassidy Sove a couple of times. I know Riley Fawcett crashed the net, so did
Landry. That's just her. And it doesn't affect her whatsoever. So
no, it's crazy to watch. I don't know how she does it, but you guys late in the third period, 6 minutes left, you decide to pull Lauren Bench with that power play opportunity. Coach, taking a little chance there, what was your thinking on that one?
Oh, absolutely. We needed to score. We needed to score, so, you know, we took a chance, didn't work out.
What do you guys need to do tomorrow?
Score. Yep. Score goals.
Absolutely. What did you tell your team after the game? Obviously, you're proud of how they played.
Absolutely. And I told them, I said a lot of positives to come in this rink and I'll shoot them, 38-22, and there's just a lot of good, but we got to find ways to put the puck in the net. I said, you know, we're fifth for sure, Duluth won, so we're on the road, and that's fine. Got an opportunity to finish our regular season on a positive and carry that momentum into the playoffs. But, again, I love the way we played. Mm-hmm. We just got to find ways to put the puck in the net and at the same time, not give up 3 goals.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.